Well, to get the latest on that, we're now joined by Ashraf Shannon, Press TV's correspondent, who's joining us live now from the Gaza Strip. Ashraf, what is the latest?
Waqar, the Israeli air raids continue in Gaza, and the number of Palestinian fatalities in this tiny coastal enclave continues to rise. With the killing of at least six more Palestinians in the southern Gaza Strip town of Khan Yunis, the number of fatalities has already passed 70, and the Ministry of Health in Gaza expects the number of fatalities to rise, even from those who were wounded, especially the critically wounded people. The situation is also hard due to a lack of surgical supplies and badly needed medicine to take care of the wounded. Palestinian resistance factions continue to react to the Israeli air raids by firing rockets towards Israeli towns. Earlier, Palestinian resistance movement Hamas's military wing, the Qassam Brigades, fired three rockets towards the Negev Desert, where the Dimona nuclear reactor is. Hamas spokesman Sami Abu Zohri said that targeting Dimona with the rockets was just a small tiny message to Israel, saying that it only shows how fragile the Israeli occupation is, and that there are more things to come from the Palestinian resistance factions towards the Israeli in response to the continued Israeli aggression. Throughout the night, we can hear the sounds of bombing, the rockets, airstrikes, and also the Israeli Navy gunboats firing rockets from the Mediterranean towards Gaza. It's a matter of time for the Israeli military to start a ground incursion into the Gaza Strip, especially with the increasing number of Israeli soldiers being called up to the Gaza front.
Okay, Ashraf, thanks very much for that detailed update. That was Ashraf Shannon speaking to us live from the Gaza Strip.